Tough times call for creative approaches in farming. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A drive down a country road can be fun, but that fun can end in a hurry if you're not vigilant for slow-moving farm equipment on that roadway. Farm machinery using public roads are supposed to have signage and lights to warn motorists, but don't assume it'll be there. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Like many farmers across the country, Liz Spruill is expecting an economically difficult year ahead. Spruill is a fourth-generation farmer raising cotton, corn, soybeans, and wheat in northwest Alabama with her brother and daughter.
I think it's a two-pronged approach. You know, I think we have to hunker down and we have to be mindful of the expenses. But more importantly, I think that we've got to take every opportunity and seek every alternative income stream that we can in order to bridge the gap for a period of time.
Spruill says the hard economic truth about farming is it has to be done, even if it's not profitable.
In some cases, we're losing money just to roll across the ground. Why do we do that? We do that because a generational farm is farming on a 7-year or more time frame. You know, you're going to have good years and bad years. But the problem that we're encountering today is that we've run up against too many black swans.
Spruill says farmers have to pivot and adapt as market conditions change if they want to survive in agriculture. And in her case, that includes adopting practices to be more sustainable in the future. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.